Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life, coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. Today I want to talk about becoming a vibrational match to your ideal weight. So you're here because, I'm guessing you're here, because you want to lose weight. You are here because you have tried to lose weight in the past, and predominantly you've done a lot of action. And here's the thing, action isn't enough because we live in a vibrational universe, okay? Everything is operating under the law of attraction. And if it was about action, then all of the people who diet would be the skinniest people. And is that ultimately true? And I want you to really think about this for a moment because your brain's going to distort this if you just go with the first answer, because your brain is distorting and deleting information based on your belief systems, okay? So I really want you to think about this and go, okay, does the people who put the most action into dieting, are they the ones that weigh the least amount? And now if you're having trouble with that, think about it in regards to money. Is it the people that work the hardest that make the most money? Is that the ultimate truth? And if you think about it, like there are billionaires who they don't really work hard at all. They don't work hard at all. And then there's people who working two jobs or three jobs, they're working every single day just to put food on the table, and they're working really, really hard and they're barely making any money. Okay. There's people working super hard just to cover the cost of living, keep a roof over their heads. Okay. And then there's people who basically make millions off a YouTube channel just opening presents or whatever. And here's the thing. This isn't about saying, oh, that's right or wrong or moralistic programming. That's not what I'm here to say right now. We're not bringing that up because that's also belief systems too. And then if we go, oh, well, wanting weight loss is bad, or other belief systems that can come up, everyone's got a different body and you can't compare. And that's true, we can't compare. But at the same time, if you've listened to other episodes, this is, your mind can actually control your gene expression. Like this isn't about limitations. I'm not here to help you reinforce your limitations. I want you to expand your mind. I'm here to expand your mind, to look into possibility, because I didn't believe that I could get to this weight. I literally shared on my diary a fucking photo of my journal that says, I will never be skinny. I will never be skinny, but I accept that I have sexy curves and I'm sexy. Guess what I was doing? I was turning my momentum around. I was turning it around. You cannot lose weight from a place of feeling bad about yourself. You won't keep it off. You won't keep it off. You cannot lose weight from a place of hating yourself. You won't keep it off. You got to start turning that ship around. You got to start turning that ship around. You've got to start thinking better thoughts about yourself. And that's, you've got to believe in manifestation. You've got to believe in law of attraction. My most successful clients are the ones who believe in law of attraction, and then they become conscious of their thoughts, and you will lose weight. You will lose weight if you do this. It is vibrational law. You will lose weight. You will see things differently. You will see things differently. when you work on your belief systems, when you work on your thoughts, when you work on your emotions, you will see things differently, okay? But you've got to believe. You've got to believe and you've got to commit. You've got, do you know what? Forget being disciplined in your action. Be disciplined in your thoughts. If you want to change your life, be disciplined in your thoughts. Every single day, you've got to be willing to be conscious, to be aware, to shift, to do the deep inner work. Show up and do the work. Invest in yourself. If you really want transformation, invest in that transformation. Invest in learning a different way, into becoming in the energy of somebody else. Step into the energy of someone else. Okay, step into that different identity. Think those thoughts of possibility. Like I said, are you thinking in terms of limitation or are you thinking in terms of possibility? Are you creating unnecessary rules around weight loss that don't need to be there? Majority of the time, majority of clients have unnecessary rules that aren't even scientifically true, but they're in the subconscious. So that it takes a bit of work. It takes a bit of work, but you can do this. You can do this and you deserve this. And you believe in manifestation, okay? So you just need to direct this energy and keep going. Keep having the faith. Manifestation is about building the muscle of faith. You've got to keep believing. There was that time where I said, I'll never be skinny. And now I honestly, like, if I hop on the scale from time to time, I don't even understand anymore. It's so magical. I just weigh the same. Or even I might lose a little bit of weight and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like ever since moving in with Robbie, I've been kind of eating more because he eats more and then I want to eat because he's eating. And then at first I was like, is this bad? Is this wrong? And I was like playing with the frequency of it. And then I don't know. I just decided and I was just like, well, look, I'm fucking no diet babe. I got this shit. Let's fucking expand. Let's take the next level. Let's just fucking decide. Let's just fucking decide that I am this weight and things just stay the same and my body figures it out. And guess what? My body figures it out and it just becomes so easy. It's not, life is not meant to be so hard. It's not meant to be such a struggle with your weight. I don't want it to be a struggle with your weight. I don't want you to keep having these dieting rules. I eat whatever I want. I eat whatever I want when I want. I eat whatever I want when I want. That's not the source. That's not the source of your success. Dieting is not the source of your success, but you're going to have to look at your emotions. You're going to have to look at the emotions. So I invite you, if you'd like to join me, I just put my bundle on sale. I've not done this bundle thing for a long time, but it's a bundle where you have access to my courses. So the Academy and Emerge. And guess what? I've just decided to add Manifest Weight Loss to that. So you literally get all my courses and my subliminals for a fraction of the cost. You guys, this is worth $2,600, even actually more because I just said I'm adding the 3-day manifest weight loss course, which was $197 at one point. So it's like $2,800 worth of courses and you can get it now for $444. There's also a payment plan. You can pay it off over 2 months. So get started today, you guys. Like, I want you to have the freedom I have. I don't want you to struggle with diets in the way that I used to either. I want you to live out your full potential. I want you to wake up every day and know 100, 1000% that your clothes are going to fit every single day. I want you to wake up in a body that feels so fucking light and so fucking good. You never feel heavy in your cheeks when you smile. You know, when you smile and your cheeks just weighing you down, you go, oh my God, my face, what? Why do I feel so big? I just feel bigger than I'm meant to be and I don't like it and I want this to change. I don't want you to feel that way anymore. I want you to wake up every single day and feel good in your body. I feel like I don't have to stress about if my clothes are going to fit. I don't have to go, oh, I better detox before the weekend so that my clothes fit. Or I'm going on a holiday. I've got to make sure I lose X amount of weight. Okay, quickly, let me throw out all the chocolate in the house and let me make sure I go to the gym and let me make sure I do this and this and this. And that's how my life used to be. I lost weight before holidays. I had to stress about it. I had 3 different clothing sizes in my closet. I'm telling you, I was living compared to how I live now, it was a nightmare. I don't wish that upon anyone, yet there's literally everyone normalizes this. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. People normalize this where there's another way. And you can have that freedom. It's in your mind. You create your reality. You create everything. You have the power. You have the power to change your life. And this is so much deeper than just weight loss. This, the deeper why, the reason why I did this was because I didn't want to have body image struggles. I wanted to feel good in my body. I wanted to feel good around food. I wanted to stop this dieting nonsense. Okay. And guess what? I attracted weight loss from that vibration anyway. And yes, I went beyond the traditional love your body, okay? There's the love and accept your body. I went even deeper because I got so in touch with my body and in the universe, and I was asking the universe, and I just obviously the universe I said, tell me how, teach me what to do so that I can teach others, because I was longing. I was at my heaviest weight, and I had started an emotional eating blog, and I lost weight for Contiki, and then I went on this Contiki, and there was a guy on this Contiki, and he was like, I was talking to him, and I opened up to him about my blog, and then I didn't want him to look at it, but he went and Googled it and he looked at it, and I was mortified. I was so ashamed of my struggles with food and weight. He goes, I found it. And then he goes, hey, wait on a second, it's gone. Because within 2 seconds, I deleted it. And I'm mortified that I did that because I was so ashamed of my struggles. I was so ashamed. I deleted it. And he said, why did you delete it? And I was like, I didn't want you to see it. And it was gone forever. And I was so ashamed because I knew so much, and I was like, why isn't it working for me? And I said, God, I've worked on my relationship to food, and I've worked on my relationship to my weight, and it's still not working out. Please help me. I want to help other people do this, because I wrote the blog because I dreamt of the day where I have a business like I have now. I dreamt of that day. And oh my God, why am I having so many emotional podcasts? Like, I'm just so emotional. And yeah, like, I dreamt of this day where I would be helping people. And guess what? The universe like guided me to the answer. And it was partly, of course, things that I learned online and this and that, but there was new information that I share with you guys in my course Emerge and in my other courses. And it was the emotions that I figured out. You know, there's so much content online about how to attract abundance and feel the feelings of abundance. And abundance is how you manifest money, and scarcity is how you go broke. But who the fuck talks about the feelings that manifest your ideal body, right? And that's what I teach you in Emerge. And I notice that people aren't doing this. People aren't doing this. They are just taking action, and you keep going around in circles taking action. And I'm here to tell you, you have to change your vibration. You have to change the emotions that you feel. You have to learn what triggers those emotions, because people are unconscious because they're fused to their reality. Okay. And so my courses will help you with that. And then you can live a life like, you know, I love the podcast with Grace because she's open to the magic of law of attraction. And I love it when, you know, my clients and peeps of my clients that the ones, you know, I got a message the other day, and she's from 2 years ago. She worked with me, and she's just like, this was, you know, I was thinking about you, and I was thinking about how much I appreciate the coaching that we did together, and I have so much gratitude for the coaching that we did together. It still impacts me, and that's 2 years later, you guys. And she took advantage of the sale. She took advantage of the 3 monthly $4,444 coaching package that I'm now offering you guys now. And so one-on-one coaching, you can get it for $1,000 off or 6 months for $8,888, you guys. People ask me all the time, like, do I do 3 months? Do I do 6 months? It's up to you. You've got to tune into what you feel. I personally find that the 3 months, people end up wanting 6 months anyway. And while it's on sale right now, you're going to save some money if you get the 6 month package. Okay. But it's totally up to you. It's totally up to you, you guys. Or you can get payment plan with a minimum of 3 months. It's $2,222. But of course, you're getting a massive discount with the paying for, you guys. And if you're like, I can't invest in that right now, that's totally fine. I really recommend that you join my bundle while it's on sale so that you can start to shift your energy, because I don't want you to just wake up, I'm starting a diet on Monday, I'm starting a diet on Monday, and you live the same life for the next 10 years. Are you going to live the same next 10 years that you've lived out the last 10 years? You've been dieting this whole time and nothing has changed. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. It's not because you're too lazy. It's not your genetics. It's not, oh, maybe I'm just big boned. I just don't have what it takes. I don't have the willpower. I'm just not that type of person. Good things don't happen to me. It happens to other people. I'm just destined to be bigger. No, they are your belief systems. Let's change them. And I don't expect you to change them overnight, okay? But if you're wanting to change them overnight, that's like saying, I'm going to go from being broke and in debt to a millionaire in a few months. It doesn't work like that. But you've got to start changing your momentum, because then, yes, magical things can happen. Magical things can happen when you do the work, and that belief systems compound over time with any of your manifestations. Okay. So head on over to nodietbabe.com/bundle. And if you want to join me for one-on-one coaching, then best way to do that is to send me an Instagram DM at nodietbabe on Instagram, and I cannot wait to work with you. I can't wait to change your life. Okay, this is a short and sweet podcast just to give you a little bit of a talk, and I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.